This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's the 10th of April, which, if you stop to check the closest calendar, makes the president's budget that the White House released today just a hair over 2 months late. The timing, one might reasonably presume, was intentional. It lets the president split the difference between the democratically controlled Senate's budget and the House GOP plan, both of which dropped last month. And you would think, wouldn't you, there's got to be some common ground, something in all three of them that stands a chance of actually becoming law someday. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
Well, they're all in English. That's something. Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers. He says, for the most part, the similarities end there.
You kind of put them together side by side, and it's sort of like setting up a dinner party for a vegetarian, a vegan, and somebody who's on the paleo diet and eats nothing but meat.
I spent about 20 minutes at the printer today, printing out copies of the House budget, the Senate budget, and the president's budget. Altogether, they're 478 pages. That's about a ream's worth of paper. And in all that, there's not much overlap. We see some, Baker says, between the president's budget and the Senate's. Keep in mind, the Senate, which is controlled by the president's party, passed its budget along party lines.
Both of them call for tax increases on upper-income Americans. The Ryan budget does not have that.
That's the House's budget, drafted by Republican Paul Ryan. It calls for reforms to entitlement programs, including Social Security. There's some of that in the president's plan, but not in the Senate's. Matthew Shapiro teaches economics at Michigan, and he says that even though we have three different budgets, he's cautiously optimistic.
It's a positive step that concrete proposals are on the table.
But will any of these proposals become law? Well, that's anyone's guess. The Obama administration defends its budget tomorrow on Capitol Hill. Here in the D.C. Bureau, we've stacked it on top of the House budget and the Senate budget, and we've got a new doorstop. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.